For the second year in a row, State Senator Jackie Speier's consumer privacy bill, SB 773, is sitting in the state assembly. Depending on who's doing the counting, it's anywhere from 8 votes to just 1 vote away from being sent to the governor's desk. Vigorous lobbying by banks, credit unions, and stock brokerage firms killed the bill a year ago, despite polls showing overwhelming popular support for tougher privacy legislation in the state. It's important to note that the bill died not because of all the legislators who voted against it, but because of all the legislators who didn't vote at all. Jackie Speier.
Well, when the bill was taken up last year, there were 18 Democrats that chose not to vote, which is the equivalent of voting no on a bill. So I was 9 votes short of the requisite number to get the bill passed.
Speier says she's been working with those same colleagues this year to try to find a compromise they'll find acceptable. But why did so many legislators simply walk away from a bill with such wide popular support? Campaign finance watchdog California Common Cause says, just follow the money. Executive Director Jim Knox says last year's defeat of the consumer privacy bill is a classic example of how special interest money can often trump the public interest in the state capitol.
This is an example where the top consumer bill in the legislative session was stymied by industry groups that spent nearly $5 million on campaigns. And there did seem to be a correlation between spending and the voting patterns.
Over the course of the year, Knox says, opponents of the legislature gave more money to legislators who voted against the bill than those who voted for it. But those 18 potential swing voters who abstained got the sweetest deal of all, raising a total of nearly $1 million from opponents of the bill. Even though Assemblyman Tom Calderon collected nearly half of that in his bid for state insurance commissioner, the remaining 17 abstainers still fared better than those who supported the bill. But Senior Vice President of the California Chamber of Commerce, Fred Main, says not only is Speier's bill bad for California, but he disputes the entire premise of the Common Cause report.
Those legislators have many, many issues that affect the financial services, insurance, and banking industries. And we don't think that it's appropriate nor correct to attach it to one single vote on one single bill.
Maine says the federal privacy bill, which puts the burden on consumers to opt out of having their personal information sold to third parties, is sufficient. The Speier bill requires what's called opt-in. That means the bank or other business is obligated to get the customer's explicit permission to sell that information. Maine says that's unnecessary and will deprive consumers of getting products and offers that they actually want. In his State of the State address, Governor Davis committed himself to signing the toughest privacy legislation in the country. But the governor, who has also raised hefty campaign contributions from those same opponents of SB 773, has expended little to no political capital on pushing the legislation. If the Speier bill passes, it would be the toughest privacy legislation in the country, and the governor may find himself obligated to sign it or be accused of flip-flopping on the issue. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.